I have a question about the whole new self-checkout situation at Target. And I know this is directed at you, Sam, since you are the cheerleader for self-checkout.
And for anybody that hasn't heard this, so at select Targets, they're going to require, like, if you've got more than a certain
amount. All Targets, self-checkout will now be 10 items or less.
Right. You cannot roll up into self-checkout with a huge basket overflowing.
So it's express checkout only.
Yeah.
The self-checkout becomes express. I totally agree with that, but I do think they should offer some, you know, a lane for the folks that want to check out their whole basket by themselves. Just get
the
them out
slow
of the way.
Lane.
Let them. That's cool. If you know you're getting in the slow lane.
They didn't ask you though, did they?
No, they didn't.
This whole self-checkout thing has it's just killed me from the start. The first time I ever was at a store in line wanting someone to check out my stuff for me, and a manager walked to me. I think it was at a Target, and she said, "You know, their self-checkout is open." And I was like, I can't. I'm not. Thank you. No, thank you.
Yeah.
I did not know what to say because I wanted to say was absolutely not. I have to shop for this stuff. I have to put it away when I get home. I don't want to self-checkout. And I know I'm not. No, I mean, a lot of people love to self-checkout.
Yeah.
My question is this. So if I only have 6 items, but I still don't want to self-checkout, can I get in line with everybody else?
They're not going to tell you no.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Correct. In fact, the cashiers would be happy to see me.
Yeah.
6 items.
Anyway. No, there's nothing more disheartening than when you're around the corner by the self-checkout and they're all being used.
Yeah.
And it's like a bunch of people with baskets that are overflowing because you know this
it's
is going to
take
be
a while.
15 minutes.
Right. Well, and so you either need more self-checkout lanes or you need to do exactly what Target's doing.
Yeah.
And you know, I mean, the thing about Target, anything that I've ever heard is they're a data-driven company. They obviously have been paying attention to what their customers need, want, and they're, you know.
Sure.
There's probably been a big bottleneck at the self-checkout.
Yeah. So.
I will say this, too. It's not just that I don't want to do it. I already feel like there's enough of me doing it when I go into the store, picking things out and then putting them away when I get home. But it's just I'm not good at it.
Self-checkout?
I'm not good at scanning everything.
When's the last time you self-checked out?
Probably a week ago.
Oh, okay.
I'm not good at it.
I was going to say, it's more advanced since then, but not if it's just been a week.
I'm not good at how to place it in the basket after. I get in my own way.
And I do have a little self-imposed limit. If I've got a pile in the basket, it's difficult to do at the self-checkout. Yeah. There's not enough room to do that. So
self-checkout's made for fewer items and speed.
Yeah.
So happy for you, Sam.
Coming up with Murphy, Sam, and Jody.
Jody has 3 things to know today at 6:50.
Coming up next, Kristen wants to let us know the best Boy Scout popcorn sales method ever.
Follow us on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube.
We cover a lot of subjects here, and we like to dig in and get your emails on those. So let's start with Kristen regarding Boy Scouts and popcorn sales. Mm-hmm. So we had mentioned it's Girl Scout cookie time and that we don't see popcorn as much around. Kristen says, hi, Cub Scout / Boy Scout popcorn season starts in August, September, and ends in November, December.
Uh-huh.
So there's a season for that, just like there is for
Well, you don't want to compete with the Girl Scouts.
Mm-hmm.
And then she goes on, it reads, my son and daughter, both Cub Scouts, go all through the neighborhood selling popcorn. A lot of people don't realize that girls can be Cub Scouts as well. And a lot of people ask my daughter for cookies.
Oh.
Some people are very ugly to the girls, telling them that they should not be in Boy Scouts. Yikes. But our girls keep going. Selling popcorn teaches them so much. The best line my kids had selling at storefronts at age 4, helping their older sister. I'm thinking age 4. But the 4-year-old would say, you give me money, I give you popcorn.
How can you refuse that?
That's hysterical.
You can't.
I mean, that's a good trick. You have a 4-year-old with you when you're trying to sell that stuff.
And they're right to it.
Yeah.
Here's what's up.
Oh, sure. How much, honey?
I know. Thank you for educating us on that, Kristen. Mm-hmm. Love hearing from you. I was never in Girl Scouts. I was a Bluebird. Remember, I told you that, guys, 1 year, and then I dropped out, and my parents were fine with it, so I never sold cookies.
Was Bluebird the pre-Girl Scouts, or was it a knockoff?
It was not a knockoff. I'm pretty sure it was pre, because it was first grade only. I didn't know what I did. I went to a couple of meetings and had the cutest little dress,
okay,
this little red vest with a blue skirt that I kept, And remember Phoebe.
Our youngest Phoebe wore it as a Halloween costume.
Phoebe was so obsessed with it when she was a little girl growing up, and she eventually wore it one year that she was a flight attendant for Halloween. Anyway, so thank you for that. John said, this is regarding overscheduling kids. Being a parent of five boys, we limited activity. My wife and I both worked full-time. So we limited to Boy Scouts and one sport. Thus, we are proud parents of five Eagle Scouts and five successful sons.
Wow.
Thank you for sharing life with us. Keep it coming. You can also email us at murphysamandjody.com.
Jody has your Hollywood Outsider next.
Jody's Hollywood Outsider.
Brought to you by Optima Tax Relief.
I'll remind you guys that Usher is a married man now. After the Super Bowl halftime performance, he got married to his longtime fiance in a, you know, Vegas-style wedding. If you dig into it and read it, it's the drive-through tunnel called the Fast Lane, a place in Vegas where you kind of
You can get married drive-through?
Something like that.
Oh, wow.
Something like that. And so, but the word, and he surprised the world with that. Nobody really knew that. Now, I remember reading the story days ahead of the Super Bowl that they had applied for a marriage license, so it was kind of, we were kind of tipped off.
Yeah.
And then during the performance, you guys remember he had a glove on his left hand the whole time.
Oh.
So we kind of thought, was he married before?
Oh,
but right after, they went to this chapel and got married. And the word now is that they surprised everybody, not just the world. The family didn't know. His mom didn't know. Hmm. He literally invited them all and said, let's go. We're getting married. We're going to cap off this Super Bowl thing together. She's a big part of his career, this, you know, lady that he married. And so it was a private thing with their children, and they have like three children together.
Wow.
And the mom didn't even know, the family didn't even know, and they were treated to that, which is so sweet, right?
Yeah.
To make something intimate. When you're a superstar, it's hard to have something intimate.
Yeah.
But in Usher style, they're going to have a big, lavish wedding.
Of course.
Soon, still.
Coming up next.
Sam is the food dude.
Got a new Cheeto to tell you about. This one's spicy, and it's also spooky.
If it's new and you can eat it, Sam's found it. He's the food dude.
Brought to you by Chick-fil-A.
I got some grocery store stuff to get through today. Skittles has new beverages. They're fruit-flavored waters. There's original, wild berry, tropical, and sour flavor.
Nice.
Tasting so, just like the Skittles.
That's what I'm hoping. I haven't seen anything from people that have actually tried them yet to see if it's like,
I think it'll be good. There was a Skittles-flavored energy drink, and you know I can't drink energy drinks. Because I will face plant by 2 p.m. You know
The caffeine crash.
For me.
And I know they make those little Skittles flavored package you add to a bottle of water.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, the little skinny packets.
Okay.
I got that. Another beverage for you here. This one's weird. Tombstone Pizza teaming up with New Belgium Brewery. Mm-hmm. And they've come out with a Voodoo Ranger IPA. They call it IPA.
Oh, okay.
It's a beer that tastes like pizza. I don't know about that one.
I don't know about that either.
Tangy tomato sauce, savory herbs and spices.
I don't know if that belongs in beer.
No, it doesn't.
Pizza and beer go together, yes, but maybe not in the
pizza
can.
Pizza in beer.
Right.
No. Entenmann's, all the bakery treats they sell you at the grocery store.
Right.
They now have a new one. They've teamed up with the Girl Scouts to do one of their flavors. And it's not Thin Mints, believe it or not. It's Toast Jay, the one that tastes like French toast.
Oh, right. Okay.
So they have those little bites, Toast Jay muffins.
Cute.
Try those out. Rolled Gold Pretzels. They have their first waffle pretzels now, and they're round. They're not square like everybody else's waffle pretzels.
Oh, that's interesting.
Jody, you look confused.
They didn't have waffle pretzels before?
I thought they did, but this story is like brand new. Maybe it's new that they're round.
Yeah, instead of being just like the square shape.
Okay.
Yeah.
I see.
Look for those.
I'm sorry. I am confused, but okay.
Got a new Ghostbusters coming out this week, and they partnered with Cheetos for Flamin' Hot Smoky Ghost Pepper Puffs.
Oh, ha, ha, ha.
Get it? Ghost Pepper Puffs.
Got it. Has anybody done what I want to do with Cheetos, and that's just mix them all? Make a snack mix out of all the Cheetos that exist. There's so many.
That's pretty good.
Right?
Yeah.
Let's do it. And you could throw in those waffle things if you want.
Yeah,
you just have to warn somebody if you're going to throw the Flamin' Hot ones in there. You know
I wouldn't
mean?
Do it to you.
And Taco Bell now selling pre-made Fiesta strips. So when you make your own soups at home, you know you don't need to make them anymore. Just get the Taco Bell kind.
Open a bag.
Thank you, food dude. Coming up next, three things to know today.
Here's three things to know today.
Brought to you by Jackson Hewitt.
Number one, a tentative deal has been reached in Congress to avoid the next shutdown. That threat was for this Friday.
Doesn't it seem like we have one of these every couple weeks?
It's true. We actually do. So they're avoiding the problem early on this one. This deal was about funding for the Department of Homeland Security. They won't have a long break because they have to get back in there for the funding packages for the fiscal year 2025, which are due by the end of September.
Yeah.
Just moving it forward. Number two, fabrics and crafting retailer Joanne has filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy. Hmm. And if you're a customer and you wonder what that means for you, they say, the company says they have over 800 stores and the website will continue to do business as usual. They're just going to come out of the bankruptcy they're expecting really soon, and they'll become privately owned instead of a publicly traded company. And one of the struggles they're having, the biggest, is that during COVID, everybody went crazy crafting. And so they have not been able to enjoy the same level of business as before. So they're dealing with that.
They're going to sew this up real soon.
Oh, ha, ha, ha. And number three, let's move on from that. Today is officially the last day of winter.
Yeah.
The vernal equinox arrives tonight, marking the beginning of spring. If you're more scientific about it, like meteorologists say that March 1st was the seasonal start of spring. But officially, don't you hear that in the weather world?
I've
come on.
I've never heard that, no.
But tomorrow is the official beginning of spring.
You're in the know. Three things to know today.
If you've struggled with something, something that hasn't gone your way, an idea or a plan that you have and you keep being told no, I've got a story for you.
Okay.
So Murphy, you know that I recently finished the final Harry Potter book. It was only my second time to read that one, the final one. Whoa! I was so sad to say goodbye to Harry and his friends again. And it's, you know, been a long time since I read the first books all the way through, and then I read my favorite three again, the last three. And I just finished it. And when it was done, I had that moment. It's like, man, I'm sorry that this is done.
Yeah.
You know?
It's like the end of a TV series,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, it's like, I'm empty now. But I decided to dig into the story of J.K. Rowling. And have you guys ever heard about how miraculous it is that she ever even got published? Mm-hmm. That these books ever even got published?
I know that her background was that, I mean, wasn't she on welfare? And she was a single mom?
Single mom. Her mother had passed away. She was grieving that. She had like a job as a secretary, and then she had a job as a teacher. Then one day she was stuck on the train. She had a small child, a 3-year-old child, and she was divorced. And she was stuck on a train. The train stopped. And during that time, the idea of the story came to her, specifically the train to school, the train to Hogwarts, which is a big part of every book every year at Hogwarts School of witchcraft and wizardry. And so she started just mapping it out. It doesn't mean that every bit of the story came to her at once, but she started mapping it out over years. So it first came to her in 1990 while traveling on a train, and she started jotting it down. Then she was teaching. She took a teaching job, was trying to make ends meet. And in the afternoons or at night, when she had time, after raising a kid too, she would jot down stuff. She finally started writing. And then when she finished writing, like the first book, she tried to get it published, and she was told no so many times. Like, she was told the words, "A boy wizard, really?" Anyway, by 1998, she finally got yes, this sounds interesting. Can we talk? She said it was the best letter, best words she had ever read in her life. And by the way, today she is worth $1 billion.
That's incredible.
She is worth $1 billion. Just some of the greatest books and movies to ever dig into. And it's not for everyone.
You're going to watch the movies now again?
I am going to watch the movies now again. It's not really for everyone, but it's just such a good backstory, too.
Oh,
J.K. Rowling.
Coming up with Murphy, Sam, and Jody.
Jody has three things to know today at 7:50.
Coming up next, how and why we might be losing Sam for a bit this week. Sam, you report to jury duty tomorrow, yes?
Yeah.
Okay, what are you wearing? Have you thought about it?
Clothes.
Well, here's
I mean, there's restricted. They did put in there, you know, no shorts and cutoffs and, you know.
Good.
Any kind of,
good.
Nothing disgusting. So, yeah, I mean, like I dress for work.
I'm just asking because I know you want to be picked. So I think how you dress, you know me, has a lot to do with everything.
Oh, you're saying I should go buy a t-shirt that says pick me.
Yeah, that probably won't work.
I'm the foreman with the number 4.
No.
No, actually, you know, they send you a letter when they tell you you got jury duty.
I know, I remember. It's been a long time.
But I don't know why, but I never saw this line before, but there's a phone number on there. It says, call this number if you have any scheduling conflicts or you want to be released from service.
Oh, well, yeah. I think that has to be there for people who can't serve, or what if you're in the hospital, or what if you have a surgery scheduled or something.
Right.
There are a lot of people that call that number.
Yeah. Well, and it depends on probably which jurisdiction that you're in, because most of the time, if you can't serve, you're not out of it. They're going to put you back in the pool and, you know, to go back in the next time.
Yeah.
But I mean,
I've heard some excuses, but
I'm going to tell you, my experience with it is that it's very difficult to get rescheduled unless you have a legitimate, you know, reason to do it.
Well, I didn't call them because I'm going to be
you're
on
gonna
the front.
Show up.
I'm going to be on the front row.
With your hand up.
I do have to find a book to read, though, because no phones. Leave the phone in the car.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry about that. That's going to kill you.
Oh, no.
No TikTok.
I got books I can read.
However long. That's what's weird to me, you know, as, you know, we're your work spouses. We don't know how long we'll lose you. We may have
one day.
It may be weeks.
They may find everybody they need for whatever jury in 2 hours, and I may be gone before lunch.
Yeah.
Right. You never know.
That's the weird thing. That's exactly what's happened to me three times. Three times I've been called, never made it to the interview process.
Mm-hmm. Okay. You still have to, show up.
Oh, yeah.
I'm excited for you.
Yeah. And if I do make it and they ask who wants to be foreman, there you go. Right here.
You know what's going to happen is if you do get picked and you don't get to be the foreman, then you're really going to be mad. It's true.
Oh, yeah, because I'm going to be criticizing the foreman the whole time in my head.
No. Welcome to it, people.
Next, Jody's Hollywood Outsider. Trending now, Jody's Hollywood Outsider.
Brought to you by Optima Tax Relief.
Lucasfilm is bringing you another Star Wars Universe series. And it's debuting on June the 4th. And I just want to know, why not May the 4th?
Yeah, you know, that
head scratcher for me. So Disney Plus, it's called The Acolyte.
Beware, we must. A rising darkness threatens the High Republic's glow.
I think that's Yoda.
Is that supposed to be Yoda?
I think it is. So here's the storyline. An investigation into a shocking crime spree pits a respected Jedi Master against a dangerous warrior from his past.
Uh-huh.
It's set during the High Republic era of the Star Wars timeline, prior to the events of the Star Wars films. Does that help you, Sam?
Yeah, kind of.
You're not
interested? I know you call me a nerd, but this does have no interest.
I don't call you a nerd. You call yourself
a Star Wars nerd, but that really...
Well, let me just say, the trailer is available. It's a full trailer, and it looks really beautiful. If you're into that world, which you are, let's remember that you have lightsabers at home, that you are in that universe, so you might want to give it a try.
Yeah.
It's on Disney Plus, The Acolyte. Premiere date, June 4th, not May the 4th.
Yeah.
Also have some Cat in the Hat news.
I'm the Cat in the Hat!
Not Mike Myers, though. Bill Hader is going to voice an animated Cat in the Hat movie.
Oh, cool.
Coming March 2026.
Coming up with Murphy, Sam, and Jody.
All right, get ready, guys. Tanning beds are back in, but find out who wants to get into them. Tanning beds are making a big comeback with Gen Z. Sam, have you seen this all over TikTok?
Why?
Because I know you're all over TikTok. And
no, I haven't.
Well, they are because they want the glow.
Tanning's cool again?
Well, it depends on who you ask.
Yeah.
You know?
I don't think it ever went completely away, though, right? I mean, I know people that hit the tanning bed still.
Still? Really? I can't wait to hear who. I wouldn't say
sometimes
that there's...
you don't want any lines.
You guys, do you know that when I worked at the health club years ago, before you guys knew me, there were tanning beds in the back, and there was this other instructor. I was an instructor. I helped all the people use the equipment and all this, and even the beds. It's like, here you go. Here's your key to your locker. Here's the bed. There were some other girls there who were like, Jody, why don't you get in it? You need it more than anybody. With my red hair and my freckles and my very pale skin.
That wouldn't work very well.
It would be the burning bed. Yeah. It would not. I would not tan. I finally had to stand up for myself. Right. And it really helped me accept myself, truly. Because I grew up in that whole era of tanning was the only way to look.
Yeah.
You only were only hot if you could look tan. Right. And that was like, that hurt me inside. I felt like, why am I so ugly duckling over here?
Which you're not.
Well, understand what I'm saying is I finally learned, and I told this girl, I said, look, I'll burn in there. There's no point. My freckles will come out like monsters. And I said to her, I like the way my skin looks. And just saying that to her was good for me, too.
Yeah, that's good.
Wasn't that the place that fired you?
No.
Oh.
No, that was the hair salon where I was fired.
Different salon.
They didn't have any tanning beds there.
At the health club.
Okay.
They wanted to keep me.
Why is it back now for...
It's just that, you know, everybody wants that glow, and they want it to, I guess, the quick, easy way. And so they're popping up more and more with the warnings from all, you know, with the warnings that it's not necessarily good for your skin.
You know, my daughter Maddie has her own spray tanning booth.
Oh,
I mean, well, a tent thing, you know, where you...
She has her own.
Yeah.
Oh, did she get that off of Temu?
She was going to do a side hustle when she got to college.
But okay.
Basically, she does it free for her
friends. For herself and friends. Yeah. Man, that's where it's at.
Up next, Jody's three things to know today. Here's three things to know today.
Brought to you by Jackson Hewitt.
Number one, the airlines have not had the greatest year as far as PR goes with all these incidents. Hmm. So the CEO of United Airlines sent a letter to customers yesterday. If you flew United last year, you may have received this about all the incidents. And here's what they've said. They are sharpening their company's focus. Pilots will get an extra day of training. Mm. There's a better curriculum in place for mechanics and some other things they're going to implement.
Did they address why they canceled my flight last year?
They did not address that, and that's a nature of that business.
Yeah, I know.
You need to forgive.
I know.
Number two, there's a no shampoo trend for teen boys that started, big surprise, on TikTok, as if they needed a reason.
Yuck.
It's misinformation, though. You know, the trend is that, hey, you can train your hair to not need it. Not true. Dermatologists say, ugh, that's nonsense, and it can clog your hair follicles. If you go too long without shampoo. So at least shampoo every once in a while, guys.
Dude, yeah.
It's a TikTok trend. It is not science. And number three, Oprah Winfrey. What does she want to be our big takeaway from her special last night called Shame, Blame, and the Weight Loss Revolution?
Mm-hmm.
She says that she wants everyone to understand that diet and exercise are not the only ways to lose weight, and she has science to back it up. She did not share what medicine she is using, but she is using a weight loss drug,
mm-hmm.
and she's lost upwards of 60 pounds. That special is now streaming on Hulu.
You're in the know. Three things to know today. Sam's Got Music News.
Brought to you by Sky Rizzy.
No doubt you've heard for the past few days that Bruno Mars owes MGM Casino $50 million.
You know, I don't want to believe this is true. I know he likes to partay, and so let's talk about it.
Supposedly, he loved to play the poker, and he was deeply in debt. Well, now, Bruno hasn't said anything about this, but MGM has come back and said, you know what? Forget about it. He has no debt with us.
Oh,
we're
nice.
Proud of our relationship with Bruno Mars, one of the most thrilling and dynamic performers. MGM and Bruno's partnership is longstanding and rooted in mutual respect.
That's nice. Okay, so then how does that sort of rumor get around? Because we know he likes to gamble. Somebody thought it would be fun to write a story that he's addicted.
You don't know. He may have had a debt and paid it off. It may have been, who knows? He may have mumbled to somebody, whoo, that's going to cost me $50
million. Maybe so. He does love being in and playing in Vegas.
Moving on. You know, we have a Ghostbusters movie coming out Friday.
Yes.
Ghostbusters Frozen Empire. Ray Parker Jr. got together with Jimmy Fallon.
Let's hear it.
And they did the instruments. Listen to the start. This is so cool about the start.
Yay.
That's fun.
We all know it.
Let's get a little Ray Parker right here. There's something strange in your neighborhood. Who you gonna call? I know you can't tell the voices in there, but Bill Murray and Ernie Hudson from Ghostbusters are also in there.
Oh, really?
Singing.
Yeah.
Awesome. Ray sounds great. Ray Parker Jr. sounds great still.
This past weekend, Willie Nelson had the Luck family reunion just outside of Austin at his ranch. Did you see what happened?
No.
He brought Kermit the Frog up. They
really?
Did Rainbow what? Connection.
Why are there so many songs about rainbows? And what's on the other side?
Here's a little Willie singing his verse.
Every wish could be heard and answered.
Wow.
We wished on a morning star.
People crying. Oh, my gosh.
Goodness gracious.
Quite beautiful.
Coming up with Murphy, Sam, and Jody.
Jody has your Hollywood Outsider.
Also coming up next from our Instagram and Facebook pages, more of your first ever obsessions.
Social media connect.
Jump in with us on Instagram and Facebook anytime. We're going to get to more of your first ever that you remember obsessions. Before that, Rand sent this regarding the selling of Girl Scout cookies and Boy Scout popcorn. Rand says many times the kids selling something are participating in a competition. Mm-hmm. Prize is awarded for most sold and such. Parents pitching in to increase sales for their kid is like doing their homework. Thank you for that, Rand.
It's such a fine line because you want to do, you know, help and support. And the way to do that is the encouragement, like we've seen parents do where they're on the street. And they send, you know, their kid to your door and they do the, you know, they're encouraging, they're coaching. Yeah, exactly.
But don't sell it for them, right? I never did. I would take the girls' places, but I would say, you need to ask Mr. So-and-so.
You know, it would be like you trick-or-treating for your kids.
Right, which is a problem.
What's wrong with that?
Oh, no. He's out on the street. I'm here to get his food for him.
Okay, onward to, and thank you, Rand, onward to your first ever obsessions that you remember in life. This is so interesting because we all have one. Whichever one you remember the most, we wanted to hear about. Angel said, the Titanic. Before they ever made the movie, my dad got me interested when I was around 4 years old. I remember watching the live feed of them finding it.
Hmm. Yeah, that was a big deal. That was a whole National Geographic thing. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Rhonda said, sequoia trees and forest.
Oh. Hmm.
Love going camping and exploring. Took my sister one time, and my mom had reported us lost when we all of a sudden came casually climbing back up out of an embankment. I wasn't lost. Scary for your mother, though. Yeah. Tammy says the Bermuda Triangle.
Yeah, I saw that. As a kid, the Bermuda Triangle sucked me in.
And?
How can things really be disappearing like that?
And how do you feel about it now, though? Meh.
It's a hoax.
Well, you know, it was. It was probably the original unsolved mystery, right?
Yeah.
Well, maybe not the original unsolved mystery. But
no.
All we needed was technology to realize.
Yeah,
okay.
Right.
I was terrified of quicksand. Now, I wasn't obsessed with it.
When have you run into quicksand?
I have not.
Nobody has.
Anyway, thank you. Keep it coming. You know, we love to hear from you. You can also give us a call, 877-310-4MSJ.
Jody has your Hollywood Outsider next.
Trending now, Jody's Hollywood Outsider.
Brought to you by Optima Tax Relief.
There is a new big screen version of the movie The Crow coming to theaters, and it's really soon, with the lead role going to Bill Skarsgård.
When someone dies, a crow carries their soul to the land of the dead.
You're Ozzy?
Something so bad happens that the soul cannot rest.
June the 7th on the big screen, but here's what to know. The original makers of this movie, especially the original director, is so upset that it's being made because Brandon Lee died making this movie in 1994. And the statement is that his lost brilliance and tragic loss, this should not be made. This film was his legacy and it should remain his legacy. Although, you know, a new audience is not going to go back and watch that.
Which Skarsgård is that? Is that the It Skarsgård?
Yeah, he's the one who, thank you, he's the one who played Pennywise the Clown. And guess what? It looks really good.
Yeah.
It looks really good. So Bill Skarsgård and FKA Twigs star in this.
Huh.
And it just looks as it should,
if
you will. So a new telling of The Crow on the big screen, June the 7th. I also have this for you. Remember Don Lemon's interview with Elon Musk that got him fired from X?
Hi, everyone. Elon Musk is mad at me.
So Don Lemon has already posted that. If you want to see it and see what upset Elon, it is online now, but not on X.
Did you hear that Nagishi passed away at the age of 100?
No, but no. Please tell me.
Is this another one of those guys that somebody that we know but didn't realize we knew?
Yeah.
Okay, bring it, Sam.
He is the person who invented the karaoke machine.
Yeah.
Oh, is he?
It's a real cool story. He liked to walk around. He worked in an electronics company in Japan, and he liked to walk around singing all the time.
Awesome.
Yeah.
And one of his coworkers said, you sound cool. It'd sound even better if you had music under you.
Mm-hmm.
So that gave Shigishi an idea. I work at the company here. We make this stuff. Let me slap a couple things together.
Yeah.
And sure enough, it worked. It was called the Sparko Box. That's what he called it.
But okay.
It's a karaoke machine. took it home to his family, and they were just like, oh my God, this is amazing.
So what made it a karaoke machine? The words being on a screen? Because to me, that's what makes it a karaoke machine, because you don't know the words necessarily, but when you're forced to read them.
Yeah. I have a feeling for this basic, the original in 1967, by the way.
Oh, is that when it was invented?
Whoa. Yeah.
Yeah,
that was probably just an accompanying track because he knew it as he was singing.
Right.
Well, I remember the early karaoke machines just being that the mic with the little, you know, plug in. And
mm-hmm. Right. That was like a hot toy. Yeah. Right? Everybody wanted that. And everybody wanted that instead of the hairbrush and the mirror.
You know, and it's not fun, though, is when the people, like a house next to you, are having a party with their karaoke machine,
uh-huh.
and
yeah,
you're trying to sit on the patio and relax.
Yeah.
I'm not saying this happened in my neighborhood. I'm just saying.
Obviously, it has.
And you hear, ah! You know.
Yeah.
It's because the more you drink, the more you think you're in tune.
That's right.
That's 100%.
But yeah, these things went from being cassette decks to CDs to now, you know, computerized with the screens. And, you know, you've got the versions that you can look at on your iPad or whatever with the
light show built in.
Yeah. But what does not change?
The ability to stay in tune.
The ability to stay in tune the more you drink.
Yeah.
And actually, the more you drink, the more likely you are to go up there and believe that you can do it.
Have you ever karaoke'd?
No, I won't do it.
Me either. I refuse to.
Oh, really? I have. It was a blast. Me and one of my really good friends got up and sang a few songs together.
What was that, Murphy?
That was before I knew you, Jody. If you'd have seen it, you probably wouldn't have dated me.
All right, everybody, let's sing together now.
Let Murphy do it.
Bye.